This is Professional Risks, written by Coraxes, read by Mistborn Hero. A The Queen's Thief Parfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the character Eugenides the God, Hephaestia. Summary. Addis was in danger. Eugenides offered his expertise. Jan was never afraid of heights. His grandfather taught him well on that. We are thieves, my boy, and every time we jump, we trust our God to catch us. He wasn't sure about gods, but Jan trusted himself. The dreams started when he was young, too young to remember his exact age. Unremarkable, mostly. They were strange, but so were most dreams. The only odd thing about them was that so many of them revolved around gods. Their faces and forms were different from time to time, changing with the era or the place. But Jan always knew who they were with the certainty only dreams could give. For a long time, he thought this was normal, until he offhandedly told his mother about a particularly nice one. When he was the god Eugenides stealing from the sky to help his sister Hephaestia. "It was just like the story," he told her as he clambered up the tower wall. "Only instead of thunderbolts, I was stealing stars for her earrings." "You seem to dream of gods often," his mother said. She was already on top of the wall, watching his progress. Jan looked up at her, pausing in his climb. "You don't," his face seemed to say, and he took her silence as confirmation. They weren't memories. Memories, perhaps, in the same way that someone might remember a conversation and have a twisted version of it echoed in their dreams, blended with fears and hopes and more memories, but not quite the real thing. He was too much of a mortal to remember at the moment. Not quite 10 years before, the god Eugenides had looked over Hephaestia's shoulder and asked her what she was looking at. That was the closest equivalent. Gods were not flesh, not always, and Hephaestia had not quite been corporeal at the time, but that is the closest way to explain it to a mortal mind. So, Eugenides had looked over her shoulder, where an image shimmered in the air, forming and reforming as they watched. The sacred mountain, Hephaestia had explained. She was worried. He could hear it in her voice, see it in the way she hid her mouth behind her hand. Then, can you stop it? Hephaestia had given him a look. If she could stop it, she would not be worrying about it. Most of Iris will be destroyed. Iris had always been Eugenides' favorite out of the cluster of continents he and his siblings watched over. Gods and mortals were both fickle, but Eugenides still resented Atalia and Sonis for their abandonment. Iris had a title named after him, and that was enough for his vanity. He had squinted at the image of the exploding mountain, volcano, but no one would use that term for another few centuries. He had asked, "What can I do?" "It It wasn't until he found Hamiathi's gifts that Jen truly began to suspect that something was off. He had wondered before, of course. He had recognized Moira immediately in his dreams, and her familiar greeting was odd. Usually, Moira was more obscure. Be cautious. Do not offend the gods. He had heard her, read about her, saying it 100 times. But to him, she had only said, good luck. But then, he took the stone, saw Hephaestia look at him and smile, and he knew, with a conviction he felt bone deep, that Hephaestia had not smiled at a mortal like that in centuries. The small matter of the gift would not be enough to attract her full attention. What am I? He asked, but was not surprised when her smile widened and she disappeared. The stories about Hephaestia do not often include a streak of mischief as large as her half brothers, possibly because she was less inclined to show it to mortals, possibly because she had become so enmeshed with the image of a proper queen that anything else became unimaginable. Jen woke up in the Arachtors with a scar on his cheek that had not been there when he entered. Not a wound, a scar, old and tough. He could feel it pull when he spoke. Paul noticed, as did the Magus, but neither asked how he had gotten it. I'll steal you, Atalia and Sunis, Eugenides had promised his half-sister, his eyes alight with the challenge. If you want, I'll steal you the continent. Hephaestia had given him a stern look. The continent had its own god, just the one, but he was powerful enough that Hephaestia had no wish to try him quite yet. Her 3 kingdoms were enough. Later, Eugenides had promised. Be cautious, Hephaestia had said. You won't know what you are, and you'll be mortal like the rest of them if you die there. Eugenides had winked at her. I know how to take professional risks, he had said, and let himself fall. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 for the challenge present for Irrational Pie. I picked this fig out of Irrational Pie's bookmarks. It's not tagged with to pot fig, but I liked it. I've never really read the Queen's Thief fanfic before, and I didn't really know where to start to make a gift, so I started with bookmarks, and I found this one, and it had a blanket permission, and I liked it, so yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, and and I also hope that you remember to drink some water today.